Hello, my name is Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Reading response.
Aceified is rocking.
Alright.
Well, you woke up dumbs up.
Stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
What's going on here? Surrender!
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so weird.
No!
I know it.
A lot of sex with
what? Ultra humongous.
Oh. I saw at least 4 feet of its head.
Wow. That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
It was to tase me in the genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
How humiliating.
All the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a pot twin.
He's not a fighter. He's in love.
Off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, we got the rain and cold.
Ambient.
With it.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
Sent me a nude selfie before.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, do you want to go to work?
I'm not incompetent.
Excuse me?
Lick my book.
I'm about as politically trivial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little
guy. Did you vote for me for Employee of the Month?
No.
Done.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, then.
Hey, word. Chug-a-ma-loo-ma-nick-a-nick-hob-a-loo-hoo-ka-me. Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. A turd and quiet, Lord. Good luck to them diggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas blue, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like, oh, goodbye to Texas University. Now for them here, chicka wigga bone, chicka digga doo, disco, higga da, hugga da do. What did that mean?
It's Elliot in the morning. Your phone number for everything. 866-66-235. Hey! Hey, how are we today?
Good. It was nice. I got caught up on it.
I thought maybe you'd come in a little pampered and taken care of.
I got dinner.
No, I'll take it. Probably a Saturday night, not yesterday.
No, yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. The Lindsay's well?
We did a nice family walk with the beautiful weather, so it was good.
Hey, it was nice out yesterday. Baked my ass off at a baseball game, but other than that, it was...
You look like you forgot the sunscreen.
Didn't even bring any.
Looked a little red today. Yeah, you're pink.
Yeah. No, Jackie got the ultimate Mother's Day baseball game and a hockey game.
Wow, that would have been my nightmare. Actually, I'm just a happy...
You know what? No, she did get a dead in between the two, but she had to dead. She had to get the kids a hockey lawn. All in all, it was a solid day, although Mother's Day a little bit. But I don't blame my...
Oh, it snuck up on you? There were no reminders?
No. I actually ordered very early this year, but I ordered from something that I've never done before. Work like you go online to a store and you order, and like, for example, if you go get something from North Face and you go to the you can have it shipped like that, like it's great.
Yeah,
I generally don't like to do that because it costs an arm and a leg.
Exactly. Yeah.
However, through a site that I'd never
third party.
I've never ordered from, and I had to create an account in order to do it.
See, Etsy's awesome.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
We order off Etsy.
Horrible.
Why?
Attack the person.
Yeah.
Okay, because whoever this bitch is, ordered on May. Hold on, I gotta check my note. I ordered
on Saturday. Saturday.
No.
May 9th.
No, I ordered on May 5th, right? And then
these are
Diane,
people.
Please,
right, go ahead.
Please, I ordered on May 5th. Kayla, like I'm a ghost. I've never used Etsy before.
No.
Thank you. I have an account if you need any, like 6 months
ooh,
ahead of
like
time.
Ooh, like with a password and whatnot?
I do, what? Do. Butthole too. That same one. No, so I ordered two gifts.
Yeah.
And so I had the options for mailing. One was like regular mail. I was like, okay. And then the other one was 2 days. And so that scares me because on May 5th, I had to have Friday, I figured. So I don't think it was... Say again?
So Friday would have been the 8th.
Yeah. So I ordered... No. Whatever.
Yes, it's not undisputed.
So I paid the upgrade 2 days, right? And I was like, you know what? That way I ordered on Monday, Thursday, the latest.
Tuesday.
No, I ordered it Monday.
You said you ordered...
Monday. I did it Monday day was. But I did 2 to 3 days. And so I'm sitting around and I'm asking Jackie, like starting on Thursday, hey, I get any pack? Because she gets all the mail. So I was, no. I said, okay. So then I asked the next day, packages? No. So I was like, Saturday morning, I was like, God, this blows. So I thought, maybe it's coming today. Wait, Saturday, nothing. So then I finally go back, which I should have done much earlier on, and I checked my orders, because I bought 2 things. And the, not even shipped.
Even though you had paid for the express.
What the F?
Did you contact the store owner?
No, because I did look at like one of the things that said like the owner. You have to like fill out a form and then they send it to the owner. It's never gonna happen.
No, usually you can. Anybody I've ever bought with,
well,
ask them a question.
You're not following the rules.
No, I think I am because I get my stuff.
And is fill out this form and we'll deliver it to the to the person.
Back and forth with
do they have
the
to
store
make,
owner? Quote
do they
unquote.
Do they have to make it and then send it?
Yeah.
So they don't. Well, they ought to tell you. So don't order the shipping if you don't even know when it's going to come out.
Yeah.
So I don't know when she getting that towel, but still.
Well, cat out of the bed of the bag.
Well, I had to print out a damn Etsy site.
Here's your present
to tell both of what the both things both. She thought there was a neck towel. The towel, I think she could. I think so. The and then
what's
the
significant about the towel.
Nothing. It just looked cool. I don't know. It looked like something she would like.
One that you hold up and it's got a bikini body on it.
No, but I do like that. I do like that towel. That's a good summer towel. No. Necklace first. The necklace was dirt.
That's why you bought it.
And then, hey, you know what? Jackie's worth $14.99. and then it was like, people who like also. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of
a sucker.
And then I thought, no. I spent $14. I can boost me up to $25.
And then you paid an extra $30 for that 2-day shipping.
$8.99.
Oh, see, that's not bad.
No. I could have done the express shipping, which was 20.
She would have gotten it.
Diana Vip jet. It wasn't like a missile.
Maybe she was tending to all the super expensive shipping orders and didn't get around to yours.
Well, I don't know, but if there's an Angie's List, people, I'm gonna
write a review and a stern one.
Anything in my life, but I'll tell you what, whoever Maggie's towels or whatever the hell they are.
I bet I know the hand motion she's making right now.
Gonna need one of those towels. Angeles/for Etsy.
I don't know. Why? Can I?
Well, reviews on Etsy for people. Like when you buy something from them.
Diana, I haven't spent any time with the site.
But I'm just saying it's.
Well, they're also going to hear from me in the Better Business.
Oh.
I'm going to the BBB.
From them, then it's like, oh, hey, put a review on my site. So I guess so that encourages people to.
I've gotten that yet. You know what I did get? What, Kaylee? Oh, it's towels.
Now you're damaging someone's reputation.
Yeah, she told me one goddamn towel.
Oh, I think it's big. She is Team Etsy.
Look, because I want to see what she's got. She probably got a zero. But you know what? I'm dragging her down. She may have a five because she only sends them. And it's probably all scam. And TripAdvisor, where all the rich Jews start bitching about everything. Oh, I'm so angry. We had to finish up, the kids had a hockey practice yesterday morning, so on the way home from Hot Target. And so she just got that Starbucks gift card that's right inside the Target. And I think she knew that I got it at the last minute. God damn that.
Probably.
Well, that and also the spit was still, that had to be sealed.
And the ink was smeared.
Because I let the boys write mom on the outside of the card. Generally, I'll just write Jack. Good. So it's like, oh, she'll think we've had this for a long time. Did feel good is because I kept, hey, did I get any packages? So she knew I had ordered something. But it hasn't come in. Here's what I do know. I
need to communicate with the Etsy person.
I'm going to find the name. Maybe it's not looks like it.
Which one?
Maggie's.
That's got five out of five.
Get her a basketball with her name personalized?
No, no,
children's
no, no,
towel.
No.
Oh, did you get her the one with the hood on it? Put on it like a shark?
I have to find the name of the store. Maybe she's just really backlogged for Mother's
Day. I've always
had
really good luck with Etsy.
I've never used it. Also, I was just going to say, I'll never buy anything from there again. As a matter of fact, I don't want to cancel my account. I can't yet because I don't have my goddamn stuff. Also, I bought two things. Like I clearly got one confirmation email from them anyway.
Was it two different stores?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe the other one.
No, it shows that I ordered it. It also shows that I have it.
Two items.
I can show you all my. It's under the U tab where it says U. It has and then it has your credit card info. Crap. You know what they don't know how to do. God damn, did that piss me off. I'll never use Etsy again. That damn thing worked. Man, did that piss me off. Can I go to two? Hi, Elliot.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. I was just listening. You mentioned trouble.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you use it also?
Yeah. So my son was first born a little over a year ago. My wife and I were because it was a custom made. She liked it.
Of course.
So we ordered it, and this was 3 months before my son was born, and we waited. And we had the room already set up. All we needed was this changing pad. It never showed up. So for another 3 old, and we still don't have any towel, everything like that. My wife's checking the site, nothing. And so eventually she has to go to Etsy, because Etsy is the website.
It's a scam.
For them. And, the thing is that if your stuff doesn't show up after you've already ordered and paid for it, they got to go after them because, hey, they basically kind of paid.
It's the hole that I'm in. That's the hole lead.
Yeah, well, Etsy, and they'll probably
set this. I'm sure there's a convenient customer service line that I could just reach right out and talk to the Etsy people.
No, not really.
Nope, you know what? Zero star rating. That from this guy. Zero star rating and a bad Yelp review. I'm sure, he's rolling in my money.
All those Etsy people are loaded.
You know why?
It's a lot of people who, it's stay-at-home moms or settle.
Yeah, well, she should get a job and do it well as opposed to this secondary thing that she's doing because her towel business is going right down the pooper. Hi.
Hey, this is me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is David. I actually,
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, my girlfriend and I do. She's a teacher, and she makes wedding gifts.
What do you do?
Logistics of it. We also have, like, a separate website as well, but we use Etsy sometimes.
You make towels?
Not towels. They're, like, really nice, like, high-end customized rings.
Right. That's nice.
And, I mean, it's all in the cellar, though, you know? It's not really Etsy, it's great.
Yeah, I know. They're just what do they call that? They call that the portal for all these horrible sellers. Not your cellar guy. My towel woman getting a zero from me today.
Well, she deserves to be getting one.
Yeah, you know what? Your way. You got to start making queso towels.
Oh, you know what? You should organize a picket.
Yeah, we're signature picture. That's awesome, Elliot.
All right, hey, by the way, happy palindrome week.
Hey, thank you very much.
You know, all week is a palindrome.
It was palindrome day. I didn't know there was a whole
word. Today's the... See, look, right here, Tyler. See how that says 5-1-5-1-1-1-5-5-5? Yeah. Tomorrow, it'll be 5-1-2-1-2-1. And then it'll be 5-1-3. That all the way through the 19th.
Can't wait.
That's awesome, though, isn't it? I had no idea. I heard that little nugget this morning.
I'm going to order a shirt on Etsy.
All right, let me do this. We got a lot through today, so give me one quick break out for you next.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102.
Get ready to face the concerns of the gentlemen of the road stopover.
With our gentleman starter kit. There's mustache wipes. One of bikes with a giant wheel in the front. And a fucking
for our iHeartRadio ultimate experience with Mumford & Sons.
You could be camping out to see Muncy Mumford, the Foo Fighters, full of other great bands in Walla Walla, Washington.
Play ping pong with Mumford & Sons on the band and take home an autographed guitar.
Text in, grab $1,000,
and you could be pitching a tent for
rent. Thanks to Glassno Records, powered by Global Institute of Technology, where you can become an IT professional. Enroll now in pharmacy tech, my TIA certification programs, and more. Go to GITservices.com or call 562 Global Institute of Technology.
One traffic center. The collision has a 64 eastbound between Broad Street. Has your right lane blocked in that stretch, but 95 and 295 in good shape. So we're chipping out over to Town Expressway. No current collisions or on the side streets.
This report is brought to you by Kroger. Earn double fuel points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Download the save. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Great food. Low prices at Kroger.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
Come on, son. We've got to be on the stream before
fish are still asleep, Dad.
Need a good breakfast to reel in the big ones.
Hardee's. Why don't you say so?
Rise and shine at 5 with Hardee's made from scratch kits. 2 for just $3.50. Price plus tax at participating Hardee's.
Now, wasn't this worth getting up for?
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the First Capital Bank Rewards debit card that gives you $5 or $5 on every purchase over $1. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit bank.com today to earn Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Till now for landmark music, 5 stages, and all for a conventional mall. With over 40 artists, including Drake, The Strokes, Alt J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, George Ezra, Nate Ruth, and set to the 27th in West Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full.org. Presented by the Trust for the National Mall. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
Awesome and amazing things happen when two great things are combined into one. Think tackle baseball. Beer. Chocolate-covered steak. Jewelers decided to take their emergency for one watch sale and combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How amazing? How awesome? Awesome? Well, imagine the personality of a Labrador Retriever. Awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's not nearly as awesome and amazing as an opportunity to Seiko or Citizens Watch and get a second one free. Combine a sale giving you 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry. And 50%. It's one sale and amazing. The Adolph Jewelers Emergency for One Watch Sale is going on now. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiaquasson. Adolph Jewelers, relax, we'll make you happy. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Include citizen signature.
Monday is a zombie apocalypse. Until you remember it's Mo Monday. Every Monday at Mo's is filled with life as everybody catches up with friends while enjoying a burrito bowl made with 20-plus fresh plus cheese. See you there.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
ring.
When you're
ring.
Honey, someone.
Oh, well. It was weird anyway.
With insurance, you're covered for
valuable bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for... Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your...
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Tonight.
You're going into labor.
We are having a baby.
Hold on tight for the epic Jane the Virgin season finale.
I want her back. You gonna do something about it?
I'd be happy.
My daughter is about to...
I can do this.
Push. I'll yank the kid out myself.
Virgin. Without a shot.
My God.
Chicken. 9 at 9 on CW Richmond. Fios 513.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant sandwich.
Sandwich.
Crunch sandwich.
Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get two croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. A collision has 64 eastbound, 9 at Dickens Road, has right lane block, 295 in good shape. So we're chipping in 288 on the downtown expressway. No current collisions or stalled vehicles listed on side streets. In the morning, XL.
Tell you in the morning. 3 hours, a little less than that. But 3 hours from now, Matt Kim will be in. We got a couple of sold out shows at the 9:30 Club tonight and tomorrow night. So Matt and Kim will be in here. Oh, man, they'll be fun. Also, we do have another guest that'll be on with us today. She hasn't been on in a long time. Lisa Cohen is her name. We talked to her. She had a book out called Eitan. We talked to her a long time ago, all about Eitan Pay. A story that I feel like I've been obsessed with for years. Anyway, she will be on with us today. The Eitan Pates case ended in a mistrial on Friday on a jury that was hung 11-1, and he was not going to budge at all. And really, part of most of his reasoning was, thanks, jackass. So anyway, maybe I'm missing something. But anyway, Lisa Cohen will be on with us from now. And then, like I said, Matt and Kim will be in here a little bit later on this morning, about 3 hours from now. In addition to that, a lot of stories that we got to get through today. It's going to be very, very busy today, including I have tickets for Sweet Festival. Takes place the end of the month with the Pixies, with Bleachers, Vance Joy, Billy Idol, a whole bunch of two days of music. Give 2 day passes for that. Also, comedian, I have tickets for you to go to that. Tickets continue today, tonight, game 4, Wizards and Hawks. So I will give you that game. And again, that's today. So you're going to need to make sure that you can go. But I will give you tickets to go see the Wizards tonight at Verizon. Of course, on the other side of the world, you get game 7 Wednesday night in New York. Off of yesterday's 4-3 loss. So game 7, do or die, Wednesday night. And, we'll get to that a little bit later on. Like I said, a lot of things of the day. Diane, let's get to it, please.
A man and a woman have been charged with capital murder for the deaths over the weekend of two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers, 34-year-old Benjamin Dean and 25-year-old LaCorey Tate, the first officers killed in Hattiesburg in some 30 years.
30 years in Hattiesburg.
29-year-old Marvin, 22-year-old Joni Calloway charges Banks' brother, Curtis, charged with being an accessory apt person. Cornelius Clark, who is facing charges of obstruction of death, took place after over someone on suspicion of speeding and then called in for backup. Here's somebody who lived nearby.
7 shots as I got on my porch, and I knew instantly somebody was shot.
So, investigation is continuing, but they said at this point. Tropical storm Anna made landfall in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and North Myrtle. 6 o'clock yesterday, more hours later, she was downgraded to a tropical depression that happened about 2 o'clock yesterday. They said areas around coastal Carolinas will continue to see the most direct as it stretches into today. Locally heavy rains, some strong wind gusts, some minor coastal flooding, and that is also going to affect parts of southeast Virginia as it continues to run as though the damage was as serious as they had feared.
A really short amount of time. The meantime, I was reading yesterday, Texas was getting hammered.
Tornadoes.
More horrible tornado, wind and rain. So, yeah, there was a little small town in Texas that just got
A significant spike in hospitalizations across the country caused by a class of drugs referred to as synthetic marijuana. Apparently, they've narrowed it down to 269 illnesses reported by poison control, but there were more than 1,500 reported in April. This chiminaca was a common compass of all of the weed that was seized by police around the country. 50 states outlaw certain compounds that are found in this synthetic marijuana, but this compound hadn't in many states or by the federal government. Boa and Emma topping the most popular baby names in the U.S.
What are they?
For the most popular names.
Right.
According to Social Security. So they've got all the records of all the kids. Noah and Emma.
Oh, and I know an Emma.
Exactly. Second for the list of
Where's
boys.
Where's Elliot on that list? You know, it's never made it.
Not in the top 10.
Never at all.
Is that one of those, does it be like having a resurgence, like an older sounding name that might become?
No.
Well, I mean, you know, you have things like when E.T. came out, was that a little?
No. It was just good for making fun of kids who were named Elliot.
And still do.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
Boy names Noah, Liam, Mason, William, Ethan, Michael, Alexander, James, and Daniel. On the girls' side, it's Emma, Olivia, Sophia, Isabella, Ava, Mia, Madison, Elson, and Charlotte. They said the biggest increases for boys.
Oh, I know a Bodie.
Besides Miller?
Actually, his nickname is Bodie.
Oh.
No, he's the piece of garbage that got around.
Girls, the one that saw the Anza. Other trending names.
Axel. I like that name.
Axel.
Yeah, too.
Gannon.
Oh, I like that. I'm changing my name.
Royal.
Who?
Royal.
Yep.
And Montserrat.
I like that. You know, Montserrat is a...
Oh, thank you.
I believe it is.
Montserrat, Maisie, and Zendaya for little girls.
Well, I like Zendaya.
Mm-hmm. For Hello Kitty restaurant has opened up in Hong Kong featuring dim sum in the of the cartoon character. The owner...
Get my Hello Titty shirt off of Etsy.
No,
but those bitches.
That was on Amazon, actually.
Whatever.
You didn't want to pay $30 shipping on a $25 shirt.
I did not.
Whose fault is that?
It's shipping. Well, shipping's fault.
No, before. Oh, I want it free.
But, you know, I'll order from Fern and Fisk, that bitch.
So the owner of Hello Kitty Chinese Cuisine had to get permission.
That's pretty cool, though.
To open the restaurant. They also have final approving that is served June 1st with at least 37 different items on the menu.
So, two hot dogs since.
That's it?
Yeah.
That all you ate?
Yeah, that's it.
Popcorn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had peanuts. I had peanuts at the game. Okay. I didn't eat as much at the game as I wanted to.
No.
Two hot dogs and some peanuts.
Did you eat anything at the Caps game?
No. No, I had a Sierra drive. But other than that...
Same day. Why don't you jack it up? Go jack it up. Go to Neil and Lasota's.
Well, I couldn't because I already spent all that money on the 2 to 3 day shipping.
Also, the Windows of the World theme park in China has a new ride. The Samadhi or the 4D...
Oh, this is the death... Oh, no. I was reading about this over the weekend. Did you read about the death simulator?
Yes.
Awesome.
You basically go on it through the morgue.
Oh, we have to do this.
I didn't see it.
I don't know when we're going to end up in China
for this.
This thing's awesome.
Okay, so it's the Samadhi 4DX. First, you go through a journey. Then you get placed in a casket and put on a conveyor belt.
Right.
To simulate cremation. So it's basically like 105 degrees.
No, but you know who they say is really enjoying it? People who have a fear of death. Like people who
I
like
think that was-
no, because then they believe that it takes away a lot of the anxiety and phobia. Like I have zero fear of death, none at all. I mean, I don't want to die to be like painful, but the if when your time's up, you're done. Like for example, my friend Sam, massive fear of death, like can't deal with it at all. And there's a lot of people who are like that. But there's a lot of people who are going to will use the death simulator to try to help over so fearful that.
So you've got your, you know, ass that is supposed to